Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a very belated Naked Englishman. We have been off the scene for a little while. It's the 3rd of April 2025. It's about 7:15 in the morning on a beautiful sunny morning here in Sussex. But for the last 4 days, we have been in Devon. I did record a Naked Englishman to go up and just put you in the picture.
Before we left,
forgot in the last minute rush of everything that we needed to do to I loaded it up and everything. I just forgot to put the file across, so apologies for that. I may just put that up as well, and you have two Naked Englishmen to listen to, may as well, and you'll realise, oh, that one was of a different date. It was the 30th, that one, and we are the 3rd. Anyway, Julia and I are sitting in bed recording this. We got in back from our journey, which we'll go into some detail, at 2:30. Had to wedge the van in and unload and flop and then toddle up to bed. So, long old journey. So, 4 hours from here on whenever the 30th was now, Sunday, Mothering Sunday it was, and we drove down, left about 9-ish, I think, and then we got down about 2-ish. It was a 4-hour drive.
It was quite a smooth drive though, wasn't it?
It was a smooth drive actually, for once. There were no roadworks.
No major tailbacks.
Yeah, unlike the journey back, but... We got in and we got to Westland Farm in Kentisbury, near Barnstable in North Devon. Our hosts, Nikki and Andy Cleave, are sheep farmers principally, but they're mixed farmers. They have beef cattle, they have pigs, and piglets were dashing about like little noddy men. And of course, chickens. Julia was collecting eggs. And of course, sheep, principally. And ewes were at the lambing time, and the whole point was to go and do some lambing, which was absolutely fantastic. We've made some lovely new friends.
Indeed. Very lucky.
If we're a bit incoherent, because we haven't had a lot of sleep, so we were there for the duration. We stayed in a lovely cabin because as well as farming, like a lot of farmers, they have had to diversify to get some extra income in. And they do glamping in these wonderful cabins, camping in fields, you can put your tent up, motorhoming, so you can put your motorhome plugs in. And
all caravanning.
All caravanning, yeah, the whole gamut, basically. And nobody was booked in during this particular time, which was very generous because they could have made some money, I suppose. But it's a very difficult time because they're lambing and they need the fields nearer the house where they traditionally put the tents. Yeah, and also the deal was that we could stay, we could learn about...
Farming,
and all that, and we could get a documentary made about it all and do a promo video to help them get some more sales. And actually, even though we've only put up a couple of little 1-2 minuters just to say what we're up to, apparently the sales have already gone up, so hopefully more will go up once we get the pucker video out, which would be great. And people have said we want to come now, absolutely now, whilst the lambing is in. So that is amazing. And so I'm so pleased for them because Andy, the farmer man, obviously, he still has to have a job. He still has to go to work. And, you know, this is the hard life that farming is. It takes all your effort to grow food, however it's grown, or rear animals, and then birth new ones. But that's not enough these days. And we had a fascinating statistic that in the 1950s, the sheep's fleece alone would pay for all the bills on a farm, the wages and the bills, the fleeces from a sheep.
Because the wool was valued that much.
And now?
It costs more to shear it than it, you know.
They get absolutely nothing, and yeah. They're having to pay people to come and shear it, and the value of the... This is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. And that is a point that one... We really need to sort of start to find a good use for British wool and pay farmers for it again, even if it's not paying for the whole farm, but at least if it's contributing to a major part of it, that would be a step in the right direction. And why wouldn't you want to use British wool? Because wool is great for clothes, obviously, good for insulating. We use wool in packaging food to keep it cold when it's in transit. But people are buying in bloody wool from New Zealand or wherever and doing it. We could buy it from British farmers and keep them going. Mm. So... you know, that's, it's mad.
I don't know why we're not lining, you know, insulating houses with this stuff.
Yeah. We got to get a campaign to, again, buy British. That's what we need. To
buy British and buy natural.
Yeah.
Natural fibres.
Buy natural British products. That's what we need. Maybe we should start that ourselves and get that campaign going. Because things like raw milk... And that's natural. And British wool, that's natural. Are what we need to do to get farmers to be sustained again in the future, because we can't afford to lose them. Anyway, so we were actually there to catch lambs as they dropped out. But the ewes were quite sedate. They were quite happy. But we did manage to catch some lambs. Julia... did the first one, and I did the second one. Two different ewes, but funnily enough, a similar time, one almost bang after the other. We missed a few in the night because we'd had long days and we needed to get our sleep. We did have the sad occasion of losing lambs that were just not fit enough for different reasons, not the health care of Nikki and Andy. I have to say they're exemplary and so passionate about what they do, and this is, I think, what people miss. Not all farmers operate in the same way, but they really care, and their son Will and his girlfriend Imi, they are on hand and really care about the lambs and the ewes and making sure that everything's done in the most
sympathetic
way possible. Of course, they're farmers and this is livestock, and as they said, you know, there will always be a certain amount of dead stock as you go farming, and you have to be very careful you don't become too emotional involved, even though you know you care. Because you'll crack up. Because nature is what it is, and it was a just amazing experience for us, wasn't it?
It was indeed. I mean, you can't really compare it, can you?
No, I mean all the farming things that we've done have been unique experiences, and every farmer does things differently. John Cook, for example, with his beautiful dairy herd in Purton near Swindon in Wiltshire, he farms again in a very holistic way, once a day, milking a smaller herd, and knows them all by name, recognises them, and cares for them, and provides his raw milk. And we've been there, as you know, and milked those cows. Now we've done the lambing. we've visited various farms, but we're slowly getting our hands on. We did some tree planting, a little bit. I was mostly filming again. I sort of don't get as much hands on as I would like because I'm trying to document at the same time. But we did some tree planting with Mark Byford's cousin Mike up in Suffolk.
That was some time ago now.
That was,
yeah. I'd love to go back and see how it's all coming on.
Absolutely. I'm just trying.
Maybe the drone would work this time.
Yeah.
Because there was a particular pattern that was designed into that particular field, wasn't it?
That's right,
with
yeah.
The trees.
Yeah.
It's like a big spiral, was it?
Yeah, he used to be, before becoming a farmer, and a designer, an art designer. He was telling me, or landscape gardener, that's what he used to be. And he kind of designed this. And at the time I thought, well, this is a bit nonsense, isn't it? But actually, again, if you get the drone, I imagine that the saplings now are a good extra foot or two and fulled out with leaves. So they would make, especially if they're in blossom, they would make a fantastic view to look down on from above.
Yeah, it's like a spiral of walkways.
Yeah, so absolutely fascinating. But yes, we're slowly getting it, and obviously growing. We've been on various farms that are growing or pulling up things. I just can't remember now. Mm. So we're a bit early in the morning.
The electroculture.
Oh yeah, the electroculture stuff.
Learn more about.
But anyway, so our trip down into Devon. Haven't been to Devon for a while. We did go to Totnes, the little town, and speak there a year or so ago, and that was nice. But this was North Devon. I've been to Barnstable many times for corporate video making for a client in the town, but.
Well, I've been to Linton and Lymouth a number of times as an ex-boyfriend's parents moved there to run a very, very gorgeous guest house on top of the hill in Linton. Beautiful.
And as a kid, I've been down to Devon on caravan holidays, but that's all vague memories. What was lovely is Andy took us round a little bit of the farmland that they've got and also what they rent as well. To see up high the rolling hills and all the little fields, the field systems, the sort of more natural 1, 2, 3 acre fields. As we drove off the A339 or the A399, I forget which way round that is, from Taunton, towards Barnstable, and we came off onto the A39 or something. I think it was the A39. Anyway, you're weaving through the valleys, going through some amazing little valleys with the beautiful streams, rapids and over bridges and things. And as you're weaving through the valley, you're either up high with sheer drops on your side, or you're down the bottom with steep hills. And passing all these lovely little places, which, you know, you're through in a second or two. And the scenery is just gorgeous. And it is a step back in time. It hasn't been overdeveloped. Yes, as soon as we got back onto the M5, you could see from the motorway all these awful new builds. But in that area, it's mostly farmland. And fortunately, it seems that the farmers have not been seduced or may not even been offered to give up several acres to go to housing stock, which, thank goodness. Although it's very steep, some of the hills, you know, it's so rolling up and down, you couldn't really build there because it would be too expensive and not ideal for houses. Although people do build, obviously, on hills, but mostly they want flat, easy land, don't they, these developers? So all the time they've got that, which is stealing other ideal land. But these hills are great for sheep. And principally that seems to be what it was. We didn't really see any agriculture, any arable fields really, did we? Mm-hmm. Not. We may have seen a few, but not.
Yeah, it was mostly pasture, yeah.
Mostly pasture. And of course, we did see some fields that were all ploughed up.
Yep.
Getting ready for crops. But certainly where we were, it was pretty much animal. Sheep and
cows,
some cows
horses.
And horses and that sort of thing. So, yeah, so that's where we've been. Anyway, we did all that and we made a documentary and that will be coming out. I've got to edit that up. So watch the channel for some of that. We have managed to record an English couple, but only the one.
Yes.
Which was a shame. We were just on the ball all the time, on the go. And then on the way back, instead of just coming home, we had to give a talk. So in Glastonbury. So we had a 2-hour drive to Glastonbury. In the evening, got there at about 5-ish, and had a quick pub lunch, met up with all the other people who we know. Mark Byford, the bowler hat farmer, was there, and John Cook, they were doing the talk with me, and then we did the talk in the Avalon Rooms in Glastonbury High Street. A lovely bunch of people came along to watch, and that was great, and then we... Sadly, we had to leave fairly pronto at the end, just in order to get home. Mm. And as you heard, we got in late. So, yeah, we're just sitting in bed. But I should get up now and upload this, because you are probably quite bereft of not having any naked Englishmans. And then I've got to get the monologue out, which I have actually already filmed. I've got a pipe-smoking video to get out, which we've already filmed. That's an extra treat, that one. And we've got an English couple video to get out, which we've already filmed. So today is a busy uploading day and washing day, heating the water day. Julia's got some stuff to do for her car today as well. And obviously you've got to see your children.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that very much. So, yes, my boys.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're thinking of a Devonshire holiday, check out Westland Farm in Kentisbury, near Barnstable, and book for a few days down there. You will absolutely love it. And we were blessed, absolutely blessed with the sunshine.
Yes, I was going to say, nope, I can't remember what I was going to say.
Ah, there you go. Anyway, yeah, tell them we sent you, and if you can't find it by searching on Google, just wait a little bit longer, and on my video I will put the link to their, I think it's a Facebook page they have, but I will put the link up. Anyway, take care, thanks for listening, and talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.